Welcome, I'm Rose Aguilar, and this is Your Call. On Sunday, the New York Times ran a story about a plan to flood San Francisco with news on homelessness. On June 29th, 30 media outlets in the Bay Area will come together for a day of coordinated coverage on the homeless crisis. The effort is being led by the San Francisco Chronicle. Audrey Cooper, the editor-in-chief of the Chronicle, told the New York Times San Francisco bureau chief Thomas Fuller that the premise of the effort is to create a wave of coverage that will force politicians to come up with solutions. She said, quote, "You will not be able to log onto Facebook, turn on the radio, watch TV, read a newspaper, log onto Twitter, without seeing a story about the causes and solutions to homelessness," end quote. The New York Times piece is receiving attention across the country. Reporters in other states are now talking about similar efforts, but the piece is also being criticized for referring to San Francisco's homeless population as clumps of humanity. Daniel Denver wrote a response to the New York Times piece called Clumps of Humanity. This New York Times article treated homelessness in just about the worst way possible. Daniel Denver is a writer with Salon. He covers criminal justice, policing, education, inequality, and politics. He's a former staff reporter with the Philadelphia City Paper. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Great to have you. And we're joined by Michael Stoll, executive director and editor of the San Francisco Public Press, a local nonprofit news organization that publishes a website and quarterly newspaper. In the fall of 2014, SF Public Press ran an in-depth special called The Elusive Promise of Homes for the Homeless. And Michael joins me in studio. Hi, Michael. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And Gail Holland is an award-winning investigative journalist who covers homelessness and poverty for the Los Angeles Times. Hi, Gail. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. As we always do on Your Calls Media Roundtable, we start off on a positive note and highlight really good journalism this week. So, Michael Stoll, let's start off with you. What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
Well, I'm sure it's no shock. I'm sure everyone knows by now that Police Chief Greg Suhr was asked to resign yesterday over a series of scandals and mishandlings of misbehavior by his staff and at least three shootings by police officers that have caused a lot of controversy, including one yesterday in the Bayview of a woman who apparently, according to reports, was unarmed. And I think what was good about the story in the Chronicle this morning, the lead story, and they had three pieces about it from all different angles, was that it actually had a lot of context, a lot of history, going back 10 years or more to when Suhr was lower down in the department and was involved in the Fajitagate scandal, where police officers were harassing some Mexican folks just trying to get a burrito or a fajita, and all the way through a number of police actions that have been criticized as heavy-handed, and also talking about some of the more progressive community policing efforts that the police chief has engaged in. So I think it was a well-rounded piece. It was had historical context, and we should see more quick breaking news journalism like that.
You mentioned the woman who was shot yesterday. I noticed in the media that we didn't have her name, but now we do. Her name was Jessica Nelson. She was a 27-year-old unarmed black woman. The Chronicle has a piece today, "No Sign of Weapon on Woman Shot to Death by SF Police Sergeant." I'm really glad you brought up context, Michael, because I think in this instance, we really need context. We need to know how many people were shot? What happened? We had public defender Jeff Adachi on a couple of weeks ago talking about this. And then you've got the racist texts. So what are your thoughts on the challenges of putting all of this information in a story? And how did the Chronicle get it right?
Well, the Chronicle just read its own clip file, which often is a neglected technique when you're racing to get the first story online. And I think it shows that there's an increasing attention to getting it right rather than getting it first, and also a recognition that San Francisco's problems have not formed overnight. And I think the less there's a sense of collective amnesia, the better we're able to make public policies, including HR decisions at the highest levels.
All right. So kudos to the San Francisco Chronicle for its piece about the resignation of Police Chief Greg Suhr, which included a lot of context. And over the next week or possibly next Friday, we will be discussing media coverage of these issues. That is Michael Stoll, Executive Director and Editor of the San Francisco Public Press. And what about you, Gail Holland? What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
A story called OxyContin's 12-Hour Problem by my colleagues Harriet Ryan and actually former colleagues Lisa Gerion and Scott Glover. It's about a deep background that they spent a long time investigating to the whole OxyContin overdose death crisis and just over-prescription that has been in the news a lot. They went back and looked at the fact that Purdue Pharma that released OxyContin captured the market by saying it was a 12-hour drug and that even their own tests showed that the drug for many people wore off much earlier than that, throwing them into the throes of withdrawal and kind of stoking their addiction to the drug. He mentioned deep dive and looking into things. This was like really looking deeply at the company that produces, you know, how they got where they got with it and what the problems might have been beyond the news stories that we've all read about what a crisis it is.
Hmm. I've been meaning to check this out. I saw it, but it was just too long. I don't think I had an hour at that point because it's such a lengthy investigation. Gail, do you know what sparked this investigation?
I believe that it was beat reporting. Hmm. I believe that the first reporter who started on it was Scott Glover, and he had covered some of the drug overdose problems and became aware of that actually long before it was actually in the news. And they just kept digging and getting, incredible records from, if you do read the story, you'll see they got records from all over the country. And I'm sure they had to fight tooth and nail to get them because that's usually how one gets records.
Right.
So it was beat reporting.
Has there been any response from the company or the government?
From the government, not that I'm aware of. The company wrote a long response, and actually on our website on latimes.com, they wrote a response to Purdue's response, which is in and of itself very interesting if you're interested in the issue.
Well,
they're not done. There are more stories coming.
Well, we'll put a link to this. It's a lengthy, in-depth investigation by Gail Holland's colleagues at the LA Times, Harriet Ryan, Lisa Gerion, and Scott Glover. It's called You Want a Description of Hell? OxyContin's 12-Hour Problem. That looks like an amazing investigation. Thank you for that, Gail. And what about you, Daniel Denver? What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
Well, first of all, I have to agree with Gail that was a really amazing investigation in the LA Times. The piece that I was going to point to is from the Chicago Sun-Times a few days ago by reporter Andy Grimm. And it's not a big enterprise or investigative piece, but it looks for sort of like an beat reporting. It puts in a lot of critical context in terms of Chicago policing and the blue code of silence. There was a lawsuit filed in 2012 by two police officer whistleblowers who reported corruption in the department and then alleged that they were punished through really horrible assignments and even threats. And interestingly and disturbingly, the city of Chicago, defending the suit, is trying to keep the words, the code of silence and blue veil and thin blue line, out of the courtroom, even though Mayor Rahm Emanuel has used just those words in recent months in the wake of the video of Laquan McDonald's shooting to describe the culture of secrecy in the police department. So it's an interesting short piece that manages to put in a lot of critical context about policing problems and the culture of secrecy in Chicago.
All right, so kudos to Andy Grimm at the Chicago Sun-Times. And that is Daniel Denver. He is a writer at Salon covering criminal justice, policing, and politics.